host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a pack of salmon when it's time to swim upstream, baby. Woo! Welcome to the greatest hour of radio. That's right, you heard it here first. The greatest hour of radio when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, everything you want, everything you need to get your feet on the floor, to start dreaming again, to start chasing your goals, to start smashing them goals, yo. That's what we do up here in the Get Up Power Hour every single Thursday, right here from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 1520 WCHE. Yo, it is the greatest day of your life, baby. It is Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. Boom! You're in the hot box. This show is so dope, it should be illegal. And Get Up Army, I salute you as we step into a new season. Literally and figuratively, we're stepping into September. This is the first show ever of September 2020, and I'm getting excited. I'm sitting here in this giant plexiglass like I'm a turnpike worker taking your toll or something. I'm sitting here protected from the Rona, and I'm sitting across, whoa, dropping microphones, looking at Jack Attack. The great Jack Spears is sitting across working the boards today. I just saw the perennial millennial, the Duchess of Danger, Bree Ezra in the back. I talked to D Sizzle for Rizzle, the station manager here at WCHE. It's coming. We're all coming back. Things are coming back. We're in action, and I'm excited. I love being here in the studio, and I'm going to tell you, it occurred to me the other day as the excitement starts mounting about this show and about what's going to be happening with this show soon, we are coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Get Up Power Hour in October. This show is coming out of diapers, and we're going to start cruising, hanging on to the end tables and the couches. I can't wait. It's exciting, man. It's exciting, and we have a lot of big stuff coming up this month. So, first of all, I would love for you to connect with me. So, listen, again, I'm your host, Mark Hayford, Mark with a C. I'm on all your social media. I'm like pigeon poop on the boardwalk, baby, okay? So I'm everywhere. If you're out there, trust me, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, whatever. Whatever, however you float your boat, baby. I'm out there in the waves in the ocean, okay? So, connect with me out there. And by the way, if you are connecting with me out there, send me a PM, a DM, some type of a private message, because I have been getting a lot of people hitting me up, but some are creepers and some are bots and some is spam and some are real people. So if you're a real people, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, send me a little something so I know that we're connecting for real out there. Let's use social media for the good. Let's build our networks, right? Right. Hey, check this out. Go to markhayford.com. It's Mark with a C. We got pictures, we got videos, there's all kinds of interviews and things that are out there. And you could pick up and or check out my three number one books. Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, and the latest number one book that just dropped within the past 30 days, Light Up the Darkness, which we're going to get into and talk about in just a bit here. It went number one, it was a best new seller, went top 10 self-help, top 10 NLP, also known as neuro-linguistic programming, and went number one and sports psychology, all on Amazon.com. So you could also find them on Amazon.com. And soon, if you guys are into audiobooks, out on Audible, you can already pick up Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and Light Up the Darkness will be debuting soon on Audible. I'm very excited. I'll be honest, I thought it was going to be out already, but hey, Rome was not built in a day, and either was the audio version of Light Up the Darkness. So that is going to be coming out there. Put that on your radar. And yo, if you guys love podcasting, If you're into some daily dosage of awesome, if you like, this show ends at 1:59 and we're wrapping it up and you're like, no, right? Hey, I got you, baby. Go out there to SoundCloud, all right? SoundCloud.com. It's an app. It's a website. You could listen to the Get Up podcast. It's every day. Now, I will tell you this. Very soon, we are moving to a bigger platform with the podcasting where we will be on Spotify, we will be on Stitcher, we will be on Google, we will be on all the platforms where you listen to your podcasting. But in the meantime, we got you covered. There's over 300 that are out there right now. Woo! That's what's going on. And here we are. And now we got the Get Up Power Hour. We're back for another hour of swinging for the fences. We don't apologize here. And we don't take prisoners here. We're the lawnmower and everything in front of us is the grass, ladies and gentlemen. This year has been tumultuous. It's been tough. Adulting is hard. I understand it. There's lots of fear. There's lots of uncertainty. There's lots of stuff. Screw that. We got to start leaning into the positive. We got to start picking each other up. We got to start picking ourselves up. And it starts here and it starts now. And if you're listening to this right now, it's not an accident. you're either a fan of the show or you stumbled on it because you were supposed to hear what's going down today. And it's really important. And it's important to plug into something positive every single day. You have to for your mindset. Everything's negative out there. The news is negative. The news sucks. There's nothing good that would... Let me ask you this. Have you ever turned off the news and went, that made me feel so good. I think I'm going to adopt some baby ducks. No, it sucks, right? There's nothing good that's out there. It's negative. The music, it's negative. I just saw this whole social media thing blow up in this mom's group where they got all hot about the latest Cardi B song on how disgusting and just pornographic it is and how blatantly it's just over the top. And I'm a DJ. I've been DJing for 20 years, right? So I appreciate the people that, you know, make the earth quake and make the booty shake because that's what, you know, helps me keep the party playing. But, man, there's negativity in the music. There's negativity in the news. There's negativity in the television set and our conversations and the advertisements and so much that's going on out there. So you got to be on purpose with being positive these days. You got to seek that out. You got to invest into yourself. You got to take time for yourself, right? You're all going to get down. We're allowed to get down. That's why we do get up, right? Because we got to help each other out. We got to pick each other up. That's what this is about. So, just went on a rant, and I am legit, like, sweating right now in front of the Jack Attack, Jack Spears, who's sitting here patiently as I sweat in front of him. But, okay. Whew. Wow. Well, I hope you guys are having a great week. I hope you guys are excited about the back end of this year. I really hope you are. Because, you know, the whole 2020 thing, there's so many people are, again, focusing on the negatives. And I'm not living in freaking la-la land. I understand that there's been riots. I understand that there's been death. I understand that there's been sickness. I understand that there's been, you know, quarantines and pandemics and a lot of anger and a lot of uncertainty. Yes, I understand that. Okay, that's why I come in here on purpose every week even more. But there's been some positives this year, too, and we're going to get into this. Now, first of all, like we do at the top of the show, I always like to give some shout outs, maybe drop a little story about something that's going on in my life. So my dishwasher, it broke. So my dishwasher broke it. And it sucks because we go through dishes like I don't know what in my house, like, you know, especially like my sons. I don't know. I don't know what planet they live on or what goes on. You know, when you take a cup and you drink like the tiniest drop and that cup is suddenly dirty and in the sink, but you do that 47 times a day. Right. We need a dishwasher in the Hayford house. Okay. Say little house on the prairie where someone's, you know, designated to just constantly sit there cleaning dishes and that's their job for life. Like we're busy, we're on the go, but we eat and we do stuff. Right. So, okay, let's go. So my wife and I, we go on the dishwasher hunt and we go to some local store. So I want to give a shout out to the store that we got our dishwasher from. Now, it's a chain. Now, I'm very much for the small business owner, the entrepreneur. I'm all about that. However, place I really dig is Lowe's. And I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, I'm a veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces. Yes, sir. Right? So you got, what do you got? You got Coast Guard, you got Navy, you got Marines, you got Army, you got Air Force. Yeah. Well, I was in the Air Force as the great Ron from Ron Swap Shop, who was on the show last week. He's an Air Force vet too, right? So shout out to all you veterans out there. I don't know if you know this, but this is important to note, or if you have a loved one that's a veteran. First of all, Lowe's has veteran parking. Veteran parking. It's very cool. If you're a veteran, you can park in that spot. And you suck if you park in that spot and you're not a veteran. So don't suck. Only park in there if you're a veteran. So if you're a vet, you can park in that spot. It's right up front. It's not the elderly spot. It's not the handicapped spot. It's not the hot soccer mom spot. No, it's the veteran spot. If you served, you can park there. It's very cool. Okay? Okay. And then, it's even better. Now, if you're going into Lowe's, it's kind of like when you go into Home Depot, right? It's like 1A and 1B. Like, you go in there and you know that there's $100 at minimum just coming out of your pocket. You could go in there looking for light bulbs or duct tape and you're just spending, you know, it's just happening. But Lowe's gives a 10% veteran discount. How cool is that? 10%. That's pretty big when you're spending a lot of money, right? So I'm not the math nut. I'm not known for my trigonometry skills. However, I will tell you, if I spend $100 and I'm getting 10%, so I'm only paying $90. Okay, thank you, Lowe's. It's very cool. So my wife and I were going and we're pricing out, you know, seeing what will work aesthetically, what's going to be quiet, what's going to get the job done, what's big enough, what do we need? And we're going through and we're looking through, and they're all in the same places, right? The washers, the dryers, the dishwashers. You know, they got freaking, dishwashers that have Wi-Fi. Like Wi-Fi dishwashers. Like, I don't know if you're trying to watch YouTube on your dryer, or I think it's so like you can start your laundry when you're not home. Like, I don't even want to start my laundry when I am home. So I don't know what that's about. But anyway, I don't need Bluetooth. I just need something that's going to wash a dish, right? So anyway, we found the one that we liked. And it's funny because, you know, they have all, and FYI, all the sales are happening this weekend, people, right? Right. What do we got? Labor Day, right? Yeah, Labor Day. It's 3-day weekend. Yeah, get ready for your 3-day weekend. So here we go. And I'm like looking at all these different things that some are slash prices, some are whatever. And the crazy part to me was the price that you see that you're paying, even at a discount, is not what you're paying. Because then there's an installation fee. Then there's, well, do you want us to take away your old broken junk fee? And then there's the, you know, the tax on this, and you're going to need the special hose on that, and the hidden this, and the coronavirus fee, or I don't know, I'm making it up. But anyway, so as they're cashing me out, I said, hey, by the way, I'm a veteran, so I don't know if you do the 10% discount. And they said, oh, the 10% discount. Okay. So they started saying, well, we can't do it on the installation because that's separate. Oh, and we can't do it on the sticker price because there was a discount already. So that's that. And blah, blah, blah. So at the end, I looked at this scroll of a receipt. It looked like something that a Dead Sea Scroll, you know, from biblical times. But it's my receipt from Lowe's. And I look at it, and in really big black letters, it says, thank you for your service. I thought, that's awesome. And I look at it, and it says minus $1.80. I saved $1.80 after spending a lot of money, because the only thing they could take off was the special hose that had to come with. So I saved $1.80 on a hose. But I think it's very cool that Lowe's does give some breaks to veterans. There's places that don't give breaks to veterans on Veterans Day. So I think it's pretty dope that all year round, 365, Lowe's is hooking up the veterans with parking spots and discounts. So there you go, Lowe's. That's what I got to say. Now, as we move forward with the Get Up Power Hour, you know, I want to center the back end of this show about a very special person. We lost a great one this year, and more specifically this week. And, you know, people are lumping this all together where they're saying, oh, 2020, you know, another one died. I can't believe 2020 sucks. Listen, people die every year, people, okay? So stop jumping on the negative hype train.
It was 2019 sucked, 2018 sucked, 2017, 16. It's every year, pretty much.
That was a Jack Attack. The great Jack Spears. That has his own radio shows, by the way. He jumped on here. Yeah, like every year, you have, I mean, the year that, I don't remember what year it was. I don't know if we can get info on that, but the year that it was like David Bowie died.
And 2016.
Is that 2016? It was like, yeah. Prince and David Bowie and I think
that had a lot more celebrity deaths than 2020 did.
Yeah, and it was right in the same pocket right there. So it was just,
yeah, it was like early in the year, I think.
I think people are just looking for any reason to float towards the negative these days. Stop it. Be hypersensitive to your words and your thoughts, guys. You're causing energy and creating energy in your own sphere. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful. But we, to your point, Jack, we've had lots of celebrity deaths this past year. So I was going online and I was looking. I don't know. I don't want to say it's breaking news because I guess it's within the past 24 hours, but the great New York Mets pitcher, Tom Seaver, just died, right? He died. We lost, let's see, in 2020, we lost Regis Philbin. Everybody remembers Regis Philbin, right? He lived into his late 80s. Kelly Preston, who went too early, the wife of John Travolta. You've seen her. She's a great actress. Like I said, Tom Seaver, whoa, one of the godfathers of rhythm and soul, of rock and roll. Woo! Little Richard, who inspired the Beatles and so many greats from the 60s. He was from the 50s. Little Richard passed away this year. How about this? Someone from my childhood. WWF professional wrestler, the Soul Man, Rocky Johnson, also known for being the father of The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I remember when I was a kid sitting in my underoos after the Saturday morning cartoons, and I was eating Captain Crunch, and I watched Rocky Johnson, Soul Man Rocky Johnson, and Mr. USA Tony Atlas defeat bad guy manager Captain Lou Albano and the Wild Samoans to become the first ever African American WWF tag team champions. It was so cool. So we lost Father of the Rock, Rocky Johnson, this year. And obviously the big one that everybody talked about just kind of stunned us. It kicked off 2020 in this crazy way. So we lost Kobe Bryant. And I did a whole show on Kobe Bryant And the back end of this show is going to be what we learned about from the life and the passing of who I'm discovering to be this great soul, this great spirit, Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther, who passed away this past week. And here's what's interesting about this. He passed away in the past week. He died at the age of 43, which is way, way, way too young. And he privately, this is why this was part of the reason why it was so big, okay? Because first of all, he privately battled colon cancer, privately. Like nobody knew. His circle didn't know. His co-stars in the movies didn't know. The directors didn't know. And it all kind of came out after. Oh, I'm getting text on my phone. George Sautner from Pennsylvania says Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers died this year. Because you got to know when to hold them. When to hold them. Know when to fold. When to fold them. Anyway, Kenny Rogers, you can add him to the list. So, but here's the thing. The Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, privately battled colon cancer for 4 years. He was diagnosed in 2016. And he played, by the way, he wasn't just Black Panther, right? Because I don't do a whole lot of movie watching. You know, my wife and I will do date night and we'll get a special meal and we'll, you know, her and I will just kind of sit there and spend some time together and unplug from everything, right? But as I go into this, Chadwick Boseman played many historical figures, especially in the Black culture, that really people that empowered and historical figures. Like you got Jackie Robinson. He played James Brown. An icon. He played Thurgood Marshall. So he was really specific, and I read that he put so much effort into these characters that he almost became these characters, and he's one of the hardest working guys in the whole thing. So what I found was that, and I actually have this on my phone, I'm going to pull it up. I read this article from People magazine, and it said, Chadwick Boseman's co-star Clark Peters regrets judging him on the set. With the quote, hindsight teaches us. So apparently, Black Panther actor Chadwick Boseman and Clark Peters starred together in the 2020 Spike Lee movie, Da Five Bloods. I didn't stutter. That's the movie, Da Five Bloods. Okay. And he goes on to say in this article, actor Clark Peters is grieving the death of his former co-star Chadwick Boseman. Peters and Boseman starred together in Spike Lee's acclaimed Netflix movie, Da Five Bloods. Boseman's last movie to come out before his death on August 28th. The actor has been privately battling colon cancer since 2016. He was 43 when he died. On Good Morning Britain, Peter recalled his first impression of Boseman on the set of the war movie, which was filmed on location in Thailand. I have to say with a little bit of regret that I probably wasn't the most understanding in the environment. But hindsight teaches us a lot of things, Peter said. What I'm addressing is basically, my wife asked what Chadwick was like. I was really excited to work with him. I said, quote, I think he's a little bit precious. And she said, why? And I said, because he's surrounded by people who are constantly fawning over him. He has a Chinese practitioner who is massaging his back when he walks off the set. He has a makeup lady massaging his feet. His girlfriend is there holding his hand, Peter says. And I'm thinking maybe the Black Panther thing went to his head. The actor has since realized the health struggles Boseman was experiencing at the time. Quote, I regret even having those thoughts because they were really looking after him, he said while holding back tears. I mean, what a lesson we can learn in this, right? That, you know, here's a guy who is quietly dying and knows that he's dying and filming and how he knows he was dying and knew he was dying. We're going to get into at the back end of the show, but, you know, from the outside, the guy's a diva, right? He's got the Chinese practitioner massaging his back every time he comes off the set, right? He's got the makeup lady rubbing on his feet. He's got his girlfriend who now widow because they got married before he passed away intentionally, holding his hand. And the guy from the outside who doesn't realize the internal struggle that Boseman was working with is thinking, wow, this guy's a diva. This guy thinks he's got it like that. Wow, he's a superstar. You're the Black Panther, right? No, 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 no. the guy was hanging on by a thread, and he was doing what he needed to do to continue to do the work and art that he loved, right? And here's the thing. I think we all have this problem because there is so much division. There's so much anger. There's so much rage. There's so much uncertainty. There's so much fear right now. It is so easy for us to just go to the negative and forget ourselves and judge or not have understanding of someone else's perspective or point of view, especially, I'm going to say it because I don't even care, in election year. I think we shouldn't be concerned with what other people, how other people are living their lives, how other people are doing their due. We don't understand their stories. We haven't walked in their shoes. We don't know what it's like. We don't know their internal struggles and battles. So I think what we need to do is be more understanding, man. I think we need to stop focusing on other people and start focusing more on ourselves, right? I don't want to sound like, you know, a teacher or a parent. I guess I'm both, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, I think it's really something where we need to self-examine a little more. We need to give people a pass, especially in this year that everybody's so ready to just stamp horrible on the year 2020. Let's start picking each other up. Let's start minding our own business. Let's start minding our business intentionally. All right, I'm past the break. I just want a little rant there because that needed to be said. When we come back, we got some important stuff to talk about. I'm going to throw Jack Attack on the mic. He was digging into my latest book, Light Up the Darkness. I want to hear what he's going to say, good, bad, ugly. We're going to shoot on this, and we're going to talk about what it takes to make it, baby. We're talking about taking chances in the hustle that's coming up, and then at the back end of the show, I want to take a hard look on the lesson that we can learn from Chadwick Boseman. Yo, it's your boy Mark Hafer. This is 1520 WCHE with the Get Up Power Hour. WCHE, the Get Up Power Hour. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, coming at you like Clubber Lang in Rocky III. Prediction for the fight? Pain. Hey, I hope you guys are great out there. I'm ready to rock. I'm so excited. I love being in the studio. I love being in the hot seat. I love the hot mic, and I love just doing what we do here every single week on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. I didn't realize this, because it's like my house around here at WCHE. I'm last to know and usually wrong. I was doing some errands on Saturday, and I heard my own show on the radio. I guess they replay the Get Up Power Hour on Saturdays from 2 to 3. There's a professional wrestling show, which is kind of cool because I'm a former pro wrestling ref. And then they go into the Get Up Power Hour. So it was fun to hear my own show because I never hear myself on the radio because how could I when I'm doing the show, right? Right, okay. Wow, incredible. So, yeah, that's good. But I'm sitting here, and I was talking with Jack during the break because one of my my mask coverings, as we all wear a mask these days, it's the pullover things. And I got mine from Super Bowl 48, which I'm a huge Denver Bronco fan. That's a Super Bowl that was up at the Meadowlands where it was Peyton Manning and went up against the Legion of Boom, the Seattle Seahawks. It was like 2014. And it was horrible. I think it was ranked the second worst Super Bowl of all time. And they
it was still better than the New England Rams Super Bowl last year, though.
You think so?
Yeah, that was terrible. There was no offense.
It was just kind of, yeah, it was kind of bleh. Yeah. I mean, if you're really
a close game, but it was just a bad, unwatchable game.
So. I think it's forgettable. Yeah. When you're looking,
no one's going to remember that.
No one remembers Super that Bowl. In the scope of Super Bowls, right? But yeah, they gave us these little care packages, and it was
nice.
Yeah, it was like the whole theme was winter because it was February up in Northeast.
We didn't know it was like 50 degrees during the game.
It was nice. Yeah. I was dressed bright orange like a pumpkin. I was sweating, and I melted like a smashed pumpkin at the end of it. But yeah, one of the things they gave us in the little care package was this little pullover thing that and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? Little did I know, 6 years later, we'd be in a pandemic.
So you had a mask before it was cool.
I had a mask before it was cool, a Super Bowl mask. So anyway, I was talking with Jack because I gave him a copy. if you don't know, now you know. No, in the summer of 2020, I dropped my third number one book, Light Up the Darkness. And this one went, as we talked about, became bestseller on Amazon. They put the little sticker thing on it for you, which is so exciting to see that never, ever, ever gets old. And you don't know how these things are going to go because Get Up was the first one. That went number one in 4 hours. That was insane. And then my second book, which is the Daily Thought of the Day book, which follows the Get Up podcast. It's 365 days of encouraging you to attack life, 365. And that went number one in self-help, just like Get Up did. So when I released Light Up the Darkness, I didn't know how that was going to go, you know, and especially this year. And I don't know, but I believe in the message and that's why I put it out. And it went number one in a bunch of places, and sports psychology, which is crazy because I'm a head football coach, but it's not a sports book, but it has a lot of mindset for that. And it also went top 10 in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and also went top 10 in self-help overall. So Jack said, I was reading your book, and I said, no, don't tell me anymore because I want the live, raw, just give it to me. So what? Did you read the whole book, or did you crack the cover? Like, where are you at?
I'm almost done right now. I started it like last Friday night, and then like Saturday I read a little bit more of it. I have a little bit more to go, but one thing I really liked in your book was you talking about like the law of attraction. Just imagine exactly what you want. Like, unplug a little bit, like the 15 minutes a day you said, And like you talked about, like the picture your wife had, like on
the vision board.
Yeah, like the vision board. Like, that's really good. Like, I think I'm going to start to
do vision boarding.
To do that in my life, to start thinking about what I really want and push towards that goal.
I love it. You know, before the whole pandemic thing, you know, I'm a motivational speaker. That's what I do. Yeah. I go to places. I talk to sports teams. I talk to schools and do assemblies. I keynote for the businesses and the conferences and travel and do the whole thing, right? And now it's, you know, the world's been changing, so we've been going more to Zoom for things like that, and schools have been on hold as everybody and all the administrators are trying to do the best they can to kind of roll with the punches here. But that's something I talk about vision, and that's something I didn't have as a kid. You know, I was growing up in North Jersey pre-internet, and what you knew is what you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jersey! So that, you know, just kind of that. And I think if you can't be it, if you can't see it, like the very first thing people have to ask themselves is, what do you want? Like, what do you want? Because if you can't answer what do you want and how are you going to get it? Like, don't worry about how you're going to get it. The very first thing you got to do to be successful in anything is you have to sit down and really understand, what is it that you want? Because if you don't know, if you don't have clarity for yourself, why would anyone else know or care? And I think there's such a shift when you start to really focus on what you want and you go for it, you're going to start to see that the universe kind of gets out of your way and starts working with you and for you.
The law of attraction.
Law of attraction is interesting. Yeah, that's actually there's two different chapters we're talking about. And there's eight keys, if you will, of what I talked about in this book, and each key is a chapter, and one of them's attitude, one of them's gratitude, one of them's faith, one of them is mindset. And law of attraction, I talk a little bit about your subconscious mind and how it works and how you can actually upload the right messages that you want to start seeing success in your subconscious mind. Talk about that in the chapter, of mindset. But chapter 3, vision, I think is one of my favorite chapters. Like, you have to see it to be it. And yeah, that is true. I mean, we actually, at the beginning of the year, we put vision boards together. My kids and I and my wife, and we had like a vision boarding type thing with old magazines, and that stuff's powerful.
And you also mentioned 15 minutes a day. Just take 15 minutes a day to better yourself. Like, it's so easy to get caught up in your day-to-day routine, but just 15 minutes of silence, like, imagine where you want to go, like, tomorrow and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and think about this. If and for
it's
you,
it's a lot
there,
better than scrolling.
It's a lot. Well, that's, you know what? This is a great segue here, because here's the thing. If you're talking about this, and you're talking about, if you're on YouTube right now, mm-hmm. and there, even if it's a subject that you're interested in, and you see that it's 45 minutes, you're going to go, oh, that's too long. I can't swipe, right?
Uh-huh.
But you'll watch 10 four-minute clips of garbage, mm-hmm. right? People do it on TikTok. They'll do it on Instagram stories, on YouTube nonstop, right? And it's a time sucker. And before you know it, you can get lost. Like when I was a kid and I was growing up, Captain Mike O'Hagan, who's in the military, who I served with as a friend of mine, and we actually had this conversation, and Captain O'Hagan wound up, oh no, he's going to kill me. Sorry. Major O'Hagan, Major, I forgot he was promoted a while ago. Dummy, Hayford. Okay. Major O'Hagan was talking about with me, explaining how when we were kids, there would be, you'd watch a movie or you'd watch a show, and there's a start time, and you watch the thing, and at the end there's credits and there's a finality. There's no credits. There's no finality of social media. It's scroll, 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 whatever. And now what you're doing is, versus being on purpose and having a vision and taking that time for yourself, you're opening yourself up to whatever anyone else's messages are that they want to give to you. And the worst part is that our youth is doing it. Adults do it too. And when do we do it? Right before bed. And right before the morning time.
I really got to kick that habit, too.
You know what's so interesting about this? Not just you, millions of people. Because it's easy. Because now these little phones aren't phones. They're super freaking computers. We have super computers at our fingertips. And we don't use them right. And here we go. In the morning and at night, and I talked about this before, your brain goes in four different stages, alpha, beta, theta, delta. When you're in the theta stage, that's first thing in the morning, and that's when you're going to bed at night. And that is the perfect time to upload the messages into your subconscious mind of success, of winning, of envisioning whatever it is that you need to win, whatever it is that you're trying to do. I don't know. You may want to be the best crayon color in the world, but you know, if you don't focus on that, if you're not envisioning that, if you're not taking that quiet time, which we don't get anymore at all, unless you're on purpose with it, how are you going to see that? How's that going to happen? You're filling your head with too much other garbage, just garbage that's out there.
What I like to try and do every day is take about an hour long walk in this trail kind of near me. I used to like listen to music a lot. Now, I don't bring these headphones with me. I just kind of go
alone
with my thoughts. No one else is around. It's great.
Tremendous. Yeah. It's tremendous on so many levels. Well, we talked to what we talked about a couple weeks ago. We talked about one of the new Netflix shows with Zac Efron where he goes around the planet. We talked about how they had blue zones. There's only 5 blue zones in the world. And a blue zone is where they have the most amount of centenarians. So that's people that are 100 years old or older. And, you know, they really try to break down and dissect how these people have such long, healthy, happy lives. And one continuity they're seeing is exactly what you're talking about, how they walk or they have some kind of it. Not even like high pressure, crazy, you know, CrossFit, you know, I'm going to get in a ring and punch someone in the face or, you know, bike a marathon. Like, no, it's not that. Just walk every consistently. It's the compound effect every day. You know, you're going to be 150 years old, young man.
Oh, man.
This is great. You got to
work for a long time.
You do have to work for a long time, but you're working. It's something you love to do. Man, and I'll tell you what. So light up the darkness. So you're reading that. You like the vision. You like the mindset. Any other bullet points or notes?
There's just so much like that of your stories that like resonate and ways I can relate that like into my own life and ways for me to better myself.
It's very cool.
So I wish the book was a little longer.
Really?
Yeah.
He wishes Light Up the Darkness was a little longer. You know what's funny about this? When I wrote my first book, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, which I actually have with me here. I'll get you a copy of that one, too.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, look, they're almost identical in size.
Yeah.
And that was, I'll put it spine to spine. And that wasn't intentional. Mm-hmm. It just kind of happened. I think that's kind of my, look at that. Yeah. It's like scary. It's almost, and I remember being disappointed when I got my own first personal author copy of my first ever book. Like I was excited. Like that's like Christmas morning, you know, it's like birthing a child and you're holding it the first time. Well, not really, but man, it's the adulation of that. You get your book and I was holding it and I was looking at it, but then this degree of disappointment came over and I thought,
This book is so small. It's so thin. It's you know, Get Up is what? It's 153 pages. Light Up the Darkness is only, yeah, right around there, about 140-something, 150 pages. And I was like, oh, man, like, I need to, like, maybe I should pull this down and add to it. Or my wife's like, dude, most people don't want that. Like, most people aren't looking for,
yeah,
know,
like
these huge.
Yeah, like, if a book's not that long, but it makes an impact, that's, it's that's what makes a successful book. If they walk away, like, if someone leaves wanting more, though, that's really a successful book, in my opinion.
That's interesting. So you want more?
Yeah.
He wants more. Jack Spears wants more. The Jack Attack wants more Light Up the Darkness. I love it. That's exciting, man. Thank you for saying that. Here's your $50. No, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. But I am going to get you a copy of Get Up. I don't know. And I have so much more in the tank for this stuff. Like, this, guys, this mindset is a lifestyle. It's real, you know, and again, 100% all the time, no, that's impossible. But, and you're going to have days where you get down. You're going to have days when you feel like maybe you didn't play all out. You're going to have days where you feel like maybe you failed in a sense, right? You didn't. This is a journey. Every single day is a brand new opportunity. And a lot of it takes preparation, because winners just don't wake up and go, okay, how am I going to slay the day now? It's not how it works. It's planning out, you know, and a lot of it is hustle and the work. It really is. I don't think there's anything that I've ever done in my entire life that I would deem being successful where I just kind of went through the motions. Like, going through the motions doesn't win. Like, you got to put in the work. You got to. And I'm going to tell you something, man. My wife and I, after we spent $47,922.14 on a brand new dishwasher that has Wi-Fi, can open garage doors and fight off evil alien civilizations. We're going to have great dishes too. We decided we're going to go out to eat. And where did we go? What is the name of the restaurant I went to last night? It's a Mexican restaurant on the border. I took my wife to On the Border in Exton, right off Route 100, Exton, Pennsylvania. And I believe it's a chain. On the Border's a chain. And I like supporting small businesses, local, whatever. But it was just kind of like we're, you know, the part where like we're, you might eat your left hand if you don't stop somewhere to eat something, and we're in that area, so we're like, let's pull over, let's go here. Okay, boom. It's easy. It was in there. Met Dave, the manager, super nice guy. And then we had our waitress, Alexa. Yes, that's her name. I didn't ask.
Alexa, give me nachos.
Ah! Jack Attack, you're a jerk. I love it. Alexa, give me nachos. I do not understand nachos. No. So and guac, and that happened. And the cheese, oh, the nacho dip they have. Unprecedented. It was incredible. But anyway, here's the thing. This girl was conscientious. She was a great waitress, right? She's a senior at Westchester University, she was telling us. And she, you know, as I was explaining to her, I don't eat meat, right? I'll do some seafood, but I won't partake in pork and chicken and beef and all that. And she said, okay. And when they brought out our meal, their refried beans has beef stock in it. So she took it upon the liberty of herself to bring out black beans with the rice, which was amazing, by the way. Honey, we have leftovers in the fridge. Just reminding. But we were so impressed. We told the manager and left a great tip for her, because how great is that? Like, this person is like, she's on the hustle. She's paying attention. Like, that gets you places. Like, that wins. That's different. And most people aren't willing to work at all or hard or anything today. So, you know, you got to hustle. You got to pay attention. You got to have vision. And I know it sounds overwhelming. Just take 15 minutes a day. Start small. That's what Jack's doing. Jack's reading a personal growth book. Jack's walking with nature quietly a day. Start somewhere. All you got to do is get started. It's one step. That's it. That's all it is. One baby step. It's the compound effect, baby. You start now. Look back in December and see how far you've come. I know that you can go far. I believe in you, Get Up Army, but we're up against the break. We got this show goes so fast. What's up with this? I want to come back. And I'm going to go hard when we come back. And I want to talk about Chadwick Boseman and the lessons we could have learned from this amazing soul that we lost way too early. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Get Up, Army. This is Mark Hayford. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE. Whichie.
at you like an electric lemonade at the Jack Attack Summer Beach Bar, baby. This is the greatest show in the history of shows when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, right here in the Get Up Power Hour, 1520 WCHE, Get Up Army. You look beautiful out there, baby. I don't care what year it is. I care that you are out here with me now together playing to win. Welcome back to the show. We are in the last lap, the fourth quarter, to home stretch. And I got some stuff to talk about, man. We lost a great one this year. I talked about it earlier. Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman. Now, I'm going to be honest. I am yet to see the movie The Black Panther. I just haven't. So I guess I'm going to have to see it now because... I'm not into the superhero movies per se and all that stuff, but I'm going to tell you, man, just after, you know, hearing some of the things and reading some of the things, the inspiration of this guy's life and what he left us way too early with his death, it's just incredible. And here's some stuff I want to talk about. Now, first of all, if you're just joining the program, so obviously this past week, the actor Chadwick Boseman, who played the Black Panther, he passed away. And he was the age 43, way, way, way too young, and so much life left to live. He privately battled colon cancer. Now, think about that. Like, I have a hangnail, and it gives me a hard time, okay? This guy had colon cancer, and here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. He was diagnosed in 2016. So you have to think that he wasn't 100% going up to it. And he was filming movies and doing his thing. And, you know, like we talked about at the top of the hour, the guy played so many historical just roles, like, you know, people that have influenced history, whether it's pop culture or sports or the way we live it. Jackie Robinson, James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, right? So this actor represented something for his community, for his people, for us. And what was so interesting to me was that I did the whole thing with Wikipedia where you can see his history. Listen to the movies that he did since 2016. Okay, these are movies where Chadwick Boseman was in. Gods of Egypt, Message from the King, Captain America Civil War. That's 2016. In 2017, and that's the year he was diagnosed with colon cancer. In 2017, Marshall, which is Thurgood Marshall. In 2018, he did Avengers Infinity War and what we remember him for, the Black Panther. In 2019, he did a movie called, 21 Bridges and the Avengers Endgame. And in 2020, his final movie ever, a Netflix movie with Spike Lee, Defy Bloods. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The guy did 9, 10 movies in the past 4 years while he was privately battling colon cancer. Didn't stop. Went hard. His trainer, heard an interview with his trainer that said when he was training for the Marvel movies, the Black Panther movies, that he would train like it was the fight of his life. And it was constant movement in the workouts. It wasn't like the Hollywood, let's look good and grab some abs type workout. This was like he was in it to win it workout. Guys, this was a man that was dying. Trainer didn't know that he had colon cancer. He was training him hard. In 2018, there was a Sirius XM interview that Boseman did. And listen to the character of this guy. This guy would visit children's hospitals. He'd visit sick kids that were terminally ill, that had different types of cancers. He would go into the hospitals and deal with these kids and spend time with dying children. All while he was dying and nobody knew. He knew. He was diagnosed. He kept that private. And in the Sirius XM interview in 2018, he breaks down crying. Chadwick Boseman does, because he was talking about these two little boys that were terminally ill with cancer that told him that they were trying to hold on for the release of the Black Panther. Like they wanted to live long enough to be able to see his movie. I mean, and he broke down reciting that story.
the Black Panther director, Ryan, looks like Coogler. So the director of Black Panther was quoted as saying this, quote, "Because he was a caretaker, a leader, a man of faith, dignity, and pride, he shielded his suffering. He lived a beautiful life and made great art." Yeah, indeed he did, man. And that was interesting to me. Because he was a caretaker, like he also said, a leader, a man of faith, dignity, and pride, but a caretaker. You ever meet somebody that's just too busy to be sick? They're too busy to be hurt. They're too busy to be bothered because they're taking care of other people. They ain't got time for that. That was him. All right? He didn't have time to sit and pity party himself. He's dealing with kids that are going to die that don't have the opportunity to live a tenth of what he's able to live. And he knew that. He recognized that. What a presence of mind. Angela Bassett, however you want to pronounce it. You know, she's an actress. She's been in tons of things over the years. She played the mom of the Black Panther. Okay. And in the movie. And apparently back in, she put this on her Instagram where she paid tribute to Chadwick Boseman, where I guess there were some years ago, she received a degree from Harvard University. She received a degree from Howard University in D.C. And at the time, Chadwick Boseman was a student. He was a student there, and he was escorting her through the campus. And she wrote, quote, "Thou art not dead, but flown afar. Mr. Boseman, we appreciate all you left us with before you took that trip. We appreciate all you left us with." Wow. Wow. What a guy. What a life. What a statement. His girlfriend that was holding his hand during his last movie is now his widow because he married her before he died. You know, here's the thing. This man left a mark. We're going to remember him. Let me ask you this, Get Up Army, because I only have a couple minutes left here. How are we going to remember you? What mark are you going to leave? Are you playing all out? Are you focused on your problem? Are you focused on what's holding you back? Are you focused on what could hold you down? Or are you focused on what you can do? Are you focused on who you can lift up? Are you focused on what damage you can do? How you could be, like Steve Jobs talked about, a dent maker in the universe. How you can leave your mark. How you can leave your legacy. How you can be someone who left something for someone else. You know, we're all born and we're only guaranteed one thing, and that's we're going to die. And when we do, what does it look like? What did we do? What's our legacy? You know, I just had my fantasy football draft this past weekend. And when you're drafting a fantasy football player, you're looking at a player, you're looking at all these different things, strength of schedule, their past history, injuries, and you want to look at the player's floor. And you want to look at the player's ceiling. And the floor is if the, you know, what's the absolute worst that they're going to do? The bottom falls out. You know, what's the absolute worst we can expect from this player? And the ceiling is, well, they have a high ceiling. They can go all the way here with their potential. Stop letting people tell you how bad 2020 is. Start creating your own destiny, your own future, your own legacy right now. We know what the floor is. The floor sucks. And you know what? We're still standing. We're standing on the floor here, battle tested together. So what needs to happen is you need to start looking at that ceiling and blow the roof off. That needs to go down. I believe in you. If I didn't, I wouldn't be wasting my time coming in here, because it's not a waste of time. Because I believe you can do big things, great things. That's why you were here. That's why you were made. That's what you were born for. Step into your greatness. Now, I got to get out of here. But every single week, right here from 1 to 2 p.m. on Thursdays, it's the Get Up Power Hour. Right here on 1520 WCHE, we are closing in on a year's worth of shows. There's some big things happening here, ladies and gentlemen. I love you guys, and I thank you guys. I want you to sit tight because coming up next, it's Bill Werndahl with the Sports Chatter of Chester County. I got a piece out of here, and I want you guys to go be successful. Yo, it's the Get Up Power Hour, and I am always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.